Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Ella and Grace with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a depreciation task force has been formed to help local councils in Queensland to fend off growing depreciation challenges. Finance consultant Neil Castles will lead the task force, aiming to gain a better understanding of depreciation as well as identifying risks and opportunities to better manage assets. Reporting to the Minister for Local Government, Water and the Volunteers, the task force will deliver its final report in December. In a statement, Mr. Castles said, "Without finding ways to support our councils, local communities will be faced with large rate rises to cover growing depreciation at the local council level." Queensland's new seller disclosure law is slowing property sales, with real estate agents reporting delays due to lengthy turnaround times on required documentation. Antonia Marchella from the Real Estate Institute of Queensland said it has created nervousness over last-minute contract cancellations. Introduced on August 1, the law was designed to increase transparency and protect buyers by requiring sellers to provide a mandatory disclosure statement before signing, detailing issues such as contamination, transport resumption plans, and rates. If vendors fail to provide complete information, buyers can terminate the contract, reclaim their deposit, and even claim compensation. Brisbane agent Brett Anderson said the legislation has had an immediate widespread impact on the housing market. In national news, Anthony Albanese crossed the Tasman to visit New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon for their second annual bilateral leaders meeting. Defence dominated their talks as tensions grow in the Indo-Pacific with Chinese live firing naval exercises near both nations. Mr. Albanese said, "Of course, the geostrategic competitions in particular between the great powers is something that countries like Australia and New Zealand do discuss together, and we cooperate politically. The two countries have been spending big recently on their defence sector, with Mixer Luxon announcing in April his government would double defence spending to more than 2% of their GDP, and Australia striking a deal with Mitsubishi to build 11 fridge gates worth $10 billion. This meeting comes after United States President Donald Trump urged Western countries to increase their defence budgets and rely less on the US for their security.
The Tasmanian government is set to phase out greyhound racing by 2029, making it the first Australian state to phase out the industry. Tasmania Premier Jeremy Rockliffe announced yesterday that the state's government would cease funding for greyhound racing in 4 years' time. According to the Australian Financial Review, greyhound racing in Tasmania is almost 100% dependent on state funding, spending more than twice the national average, with $7.5 million in 2024/25. Rockliffe acknowledged the announcement would make some industry members extremely disappointed, but said the decision was made as greyhound racing no longer aligns with community values. In international news, one person has been killed and 29 people have been wounded by a 6.1 magnitude earthquake in Turkey's northwest. The quake caused extensive damage, with 16 buildings collapsing after the earthquake hit just before 8 p.m. on Sunday. Search operations are coming to a conclusion, with no other signs of serious damage or casualties. For your weather today, the sun is out in Brisbane, with the cold sticking to the shade. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.